Our guest again, Kurt Whalum, the project, Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. Why do a gospel project? I mean, you are an acclaimed saxophonist, jazz saxophonist, and you could just do jazz, but why do, and I know that you're a minister, but why do a gospel project?
Right, I love Jesus, man. I mean, I'm not ashamed of that. And I think if you ask me, I don't, you know, if anybody but my wife and my family would agree with me on this, I think there are a lot of people who agree. But if you ask me, all of my records are gospel records. All of them, every single one of them, in the sense that by the time I was making records, I was sold out for Jesus. I just want to please him. But I also believe that I'm called into the mainstream music world. I don't believe, until God changes this, my marching orders are out in the music world, out in the mainstream world. And so for me to do a gospel record actually is a departure from where I feel like my primary ministry is. And I know somebody out there is listening going, hey, man, I know I feel you because I know that God has anointed me to minister out over here, you know, at the IRS or over here at the post office or wherever, and the insurance company, that's where your ministry is for God. And so for me, it's in the jazz industry.
When one picks up your double CD project, what can they expect from Kurt Whalum?
Absolutely. And let me make sure I spell it out so people know where the website is. It's K-I-R-K, Kirk, just like Captain Kirk. And it's Whalum, W-H-A-L-U-M. And it's KirkWhalum.com. Definitely, you know, check that out. Or Facebook.com/KirkWhalum. And when you hear it, from the very beginning of this double CD, you're going to notice that I walk out and it's just me playing, just solo saxophone. And I'm playing these melodies that will remind you of how this music got started. And before there was ever what we call a gospel or a jazz or a blues, it was music that was sang and played in this cotton fields. You know, this was music sang and played by slaves, and it was their release. Inside this music was everything that they were experiencing, the good, the bad, and the ugly. You know, there was their love songs. It was their worship to God. It was everything. And so, out of that is what now we know as gospel and jazz and blues. All of that came from the same place. So I start the concert out with that, and then we take it from there, man. We go to New Orleans. We go to New York City. We go to Chicago. So it's like watching a movie. You know, about how did this music, black music in particular, where did it come from?
How has the internet changed music?
Wow. How is it changing music, you know, is the question. Because uh-huh. You're right. I mean, it's just an incredible metamorphosis, a revolution, you know, the technology that has come along. And I'll say, you know, it kind of took everybody by surprise, you know, just how exponentially fast it all happened. But, you know, we're not far from the point where you and I will pick up our BlackBerry and our iPhone, and we can do it now, but, I mean, it'll be the norm where when you hear a new record, you just push a button on your iPhone, and you just go ahead and download it, and then you get home, you got an email with the rest of it, the cover, art, you know, link to the website and all that. Those are things that are coming, and if you want the CD, we can send that, too. But for now, if you're on Facebook, by the way, if you go to facebook.com/Kirk Whalum, there's an application there where you click on that and you're able to basically just select 12 of your friends, share with those folks, and hey, this record is out. And by the way, it is out. You can get it in the stores right now. But if you're on Facebook, you can share it with 12 people, and we will let you download half this double CD for free.
It's our guest, Kurt Whalum. Kurt, it has been a blessing talking to you. We wish you nothing but continued success. And we thank you for joining us. Don't forget the project's called The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. Kurt, tell the folks once again where they can pick it up, where they can reach you on the internet.
Absolutely. KirkWhalum.com, KirkWhalum.com, or Facebook.com/KirkWhalum. And the CD is out. It's in stores. It's at your local Walmart and all the other, you know, where you get your music from. And pick it up at The Gospel According to Jazz, Chapter 3. And God bless you guys for inviting me to be on the show.
God bless you, Kurt. Thanks so much. It's our bye-bye guest, Kurt Whalum, on Star 1310.